Online Podcast 84.
Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. Hello, hello kitty.
Hello kitty. Hi kitty. Hi.
Hello, how are you? What an appropriate start of the show that I saw a cat. Because I'm supposed to tell you all about my new baby boy, little boy Chai. And I thought I would do that this morning, but I, for some reason, I wasn't in the mood to talk this morning. I was more in the mood to listen to podcasts, since I was so behind. Well, I still am, but... excuse me. Now, this is not going to work for me. This is the reverse podcast. Okay, this is the coming back. I'm in my work parking lot. Driving out, heading home. So I thought I'll say hi to all of you and update you with what's going on with me, especially talk about Chai, our new kitten that we adopted over the weekend on Saturday. So we've been thinking about adopting a kitten for a while now, and some of you might know, I haven't started podcasting yet, but I have already started my online blog. So I wrote about my cat Shadow died about 2 years ago now, or is it 1 year? Yeah, it's 1 year. 1 year plus. So what happens is we lost Shadow he died of feline leukemia. So we wanted to make sure that Taj, who is also the other cat that was at home at that time, is completely free of feline leukemia before we want to adopt any new kitten at home. It's past 1 year and Tash was tested and she's fine, she's negative and healthy, and so we thought it's probably about time to get a new kitten. And so we went to a pet shop, because sometimes not a pet shop, but it's like the pet supply store, one of those, you buy cat food, dog food, and birds and stuff like that, and they have an adoption center there on Saturday. And so we step in there, and this little guy, kind of faded brown, I would say, kind of slightly whitish brown, light whitish brown, and white, a mixture of white and whitish brown spotted, and very, very affectionate. Very sweet, and would come up to the cage and, you know, started purring and rubbing up on the cage and looking at us, and would use his paw to like kind of invite us over, like, you know, paw, 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 come over here, come over here. So, you know, I went over and started talking to him and petting him, and he was all purry, and then we didn't want to commit to one right away, so went ahead and looked at other cats. There were probably, I don't know, was it 6-7 cats that we carried and played with? Well, there were more cats. There was probably like 12 or something. And so we finally decided, talked a little bit about it, and then with Bruce, and we finally decided to adopt Chai. And because Chai was named Jesper at that time, so Jesper for a cat, you know, and I don't know, could be, you know, it could be because we have a friend who has a dog named Jesper. So we thought, I don't know about Jesper, and we will be thinking a new name for him. So that was Saturday, and then on. We're still trying to think of the name and couldn't think of it. Oh yeah, and he has a little scratch under the jawline. There's quite about an inch and a half long of a scratch, bleeding. Well, you know, kind of healing, and that was from a fight with or some other cat attacked him, and so he's kind of wounded, and then he has a little. Fungal growth on the right ear. Got a little scab there, probably a ringworm. It's healing, but we still need to, to be safe, we're still applying ointment on him. But, so he's kind of wounded, so I call him Korap. Korap means like, all wounded everywhere. And so, but he's very, very cute, very charming. And, you know, I have taken some videos that I would be able to post some other video vidcast for you. I think I've decided that I like the term vidcast because it kind of is very similar to podcast, but it's video, and so it's vidcast instead of video podcast or video cast. So I'm gonna call it vidcast. It also it also visually look pretty good when I type it out, so I think I'm gonna go with vidcast. So I have some videos that I have shot that I can put up, and how Tash was completely out of sorts. She's like totally pissed. I don't know whether she's pissed or she's scared or a combination of the two. It must be the combination of both, because she was growling, and she knew because she heard him. We didn't want to let him out of the box when we came home or the carrier. Right away after we checked with Tash. So Tash heard the meow, and so she was like completely out of sorts. She's like, oh gosh, something. She looks scared and confused and also angry at the same time. And so we finally let him out, and she was not happy. I tell you, she would growling and growling, and she'd hide under the bed, would not come out for the whole night. We tried to go get her, and she would growl at us. Well, she's not really growling. Well, she was growling, but any time we get closer, she would growl too. Never seen her, doing that before, but hello, stupid. Ugh, gosh, stupid car. And so she was not happy. And then the next, and he came home that same night. We trained him to go downstairs and use the litter box and everything. He was doing pretty well until late that evening. Or was it the next night? Maybe it was the next. No. Yeah, it was that night. That's the reason why we didn't leave. Well, we left him in the cage. So it was Saturday night. We came back. We were about to go out and get food. And that's when we smell something weird. Like, really stinky weird, you know? And we thought that he's been, like, his stomach's been, rumbling and has this gurgling noise. And we thought maybe it's just gas or whatever. And we fed him, and he was eating like a hungry ghost. And hungry ghost is a Chinese expression, I guess. I guess it's like on the seventh month is where the hungry ghost would come out, you know, of the lunar calendar. But anyway, I digress. I should come back if I remember where I was talking about. Oh yeah, and his stomach was growling, and so we didn't think much about it, and then I smell something foul, pretty foul, as I was walking out from the bedroom to the living room. And Bruce thought he just farted, right? I mean, yeah, not Bruce farted, but Bruce thought Chai farted, which he did several times. And then, now, as I was walking toward the kitchen, I saw on the corner of In the living room, there's this big lump of poop. What looks like poop. I think it was poop. Some on the wall even. Diarrhea, like loose crap. And so I, you know, I've done this enough times. I cleaned up and, I mean, I didn't enjoy it, but, you know, I at least I can do it. So I went and cleaned up the carpet, blah, blah, blah. And that's all done. So we know that he's pretty sick. And then when I go to the bathroom, I always go to his litter box to check to see if he's, you know, poop or pee. So we know that we would take him down to the box if we have to every once in a while. And that's when I realized he actually pooped. And then I found, oh, this is gonna grow. Well, if you're eating, skip this part or stop it until we get to the next, until you finish eating and you're not full. Oh, I already messed it up for you. I already mentioned loose stool and everything. So anyway, going on to a more grosser story, I found a worm. I saw a dead worm in his poop. Then I thought, okay, he has worms, so he's been treated. We were told he's been treated, but obviously just treated like that day. So it's not effective yet. So what we decided to do is to take him to the vet on Monday. And in the meantime, just put him in the cage. So for a couple of nights, he slept in the cage or in the carrier. And as long as we don't walk by or make a loud noise and get his attention, he's fine. Shit, am I recording? I better be. Oh, goodness. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And so we, Now, move back, rewind. So on Sunday morning, we're still deciding on the name for him. Couldn't decide what. And then all of a sudden I thought, oh, this is Saturday evening actually. I thought, you know, he kind of looked like chai tea. And then I thought, oh, chai tea? Oh, that's something that we might have for lunch on Sunday, just to go to this Indian restaurant that we like so much and have the Indian food, and we always get chai tea, right? And so I thought, hey, chai, that looks like his color. Chai's Jasper at the time color. So we thought, how about chai? Chai's kind of good. And so I told Bruce, and Bruce said, oh, yeah, that's kind of a cute name. And I thought, it's actually has lots of meanings. You know, the chai can be chai, as in tea, chai tea. And it can also, which is the color, which also can be dai in Cantonese, means sun. So like a zai or zai zai is a very common name, kind of family name that you use in the family if you're a boy. So, and zai also in Hokkien means wealth. So that's good luck for Chinese. All about money. Doesn't matter if you're happy or not, as long as you have money. So, so I thought, oh, that's a good name, Chai. And then I think Bruce sent out an email to a friend of ours whose dog was named Jasper also, telling them that we have adopted a kitten named Jasper, and we're thinking about the new name, and we named him Chai instead. And so a friend wrote back and said, hey, did you know what? Did you know that Chai in Hebrew, and he sent us the character too. I don't need to check it out exactly what it means. Chai in Hebrew means something, happiness or longevity. Or sweet and longevity or something like that. I don't remember. But longevity for sure, and something like sweet or happy or something like that. I'm going to have to find out. Now, if you know, call in and let me know, because I'm sure I have a couple of Jewish listeners, don't I? And I want to learn Hebrew. At least a few words. Other than, you know, like, what Hebrew word do I know? Futzing. That's Hebrew. Anyway, schmolt, is that it? Smooch. Anyway, so going back to my little boy Tai Tai there, and he is now officially named Chai. And I was too busy this last week. I shot some videos, but I don't have time to edit them together. In the beginning of the week, I was too busy, and I thought instead of telling you about Chai and making it really short, I might as well just shoot using, because I, oh, okay. So, oh gosh, I'm so scattered brain. I'm also thinking about dinner. That's a little magism for you. Oh, what's that? Okay. Yeah, so... Oh, on Monday, yeah. On Mondays, we took him into... Well, I did. Took him into the vet to get checked out. And he's totally fine, except for the worm. And he's been dewormed and all that stuff. And $105 after I have to go pick him up. So I drop him off like early in the morning and then pick him up in the afternoon around lunchtime. So I picked him up and went home and have lunch. And while I was having lunch, you know, I wanted to make sure that he's, you know, going to the bathroom and all that. So I was actually sitting with him before I have lunch. Downstairs, right next to the, if you've seen the video cast, the vidcast, you probably know what I'm talking about. The area where I sat was the wall right outside of our laundry room, which is also the kitty room, their food, and it's a big room, so we don't set their food right next to the potty, but it's in that room where the potty is, so I want to make sure that he goes to the potty. I sat outside the door, and also I was also training him to use that kitty door, that flapping door, whatever you call it, you know, those pet door. So I was training him to use that too. So I was sitting out there, and I thought I'll just use my phone to shoot a video of the girls, the boys sleeping. And you know, I was sitting out there, and he has to come up to a human and curled up to sleep on you or leaning against you. That's how sweet he is. And so he came up to me, slept, and so I took a video of that, and I thought I'll post that and use that as my first vidcast. And that's how my first vidcast came out. Now, I know that a lot of people have been doing vidcasts for a while. I really haven't had the opportunity to really use it. I don't want to do it for doing sake. kind of like my podcast, really. That's how my podcast started, because of the technology that I want to have a podcast, not really that I have to have an outlet for my creative juice or whatever. It really is because I like to do it. But for video casts, I thought I just, you know, want to have an occasion that cannot be conveyed through audio. And I think it's a perfect timing to have my first vidcast at that moment. So I shot the video, actually ended up spending quite a bit of time trying to increase the audio, because the audio was so bad that you could hardly hear me. So I have to import that audio. Well, I have to extract that audio out from the video from my phone, and then boost it up, and then re-import the audio back in onto the video. And I, you know, put in that whole vidcast number one, blah blah blah. Kind of crappily done because I wasn't prepared. So hopefully I don't think the next one I'll be ready yet, but maybe the next several ones I'll be okay. And so I did that, and my windshield is fogged up. Not fucked up, fogged up. and I'm almost home here too. So that's how my first vidcast came about and how everybody saw and met. Oh, not really meet, but saw Chai for the first time. And I hope I will be able to do more video casts in the future whenever appropriate. I really like the audio medium. I really sometimes think that we depend on video too much. And I, you know, don't get me wrong, I like video. I'm a video person. That's what I do for a living. But sometimes we forgot about the powerful medium of audio. So we always just constantly just want to go straight to photographs or video. So I thought sometimes audio might be good. But I think it is appropriate for my Chai introduction on my first vidcast. So I hope you liked it. And I get response from... oh, I'm going to get kicked by somebody. Archer sent me a comment. Thank you, Archer. And also Peter from... Is it Oh My Pod? I don't remember. Some guy that has been writing me. I don't have my computer in front of me. Obviously, I'm in the car. It's raining too. And so I thank you for the comments. And also, so I think somebody, was it Peter, saying that now he knows. Oh gosh, I'm going to kill myself if it's not Peter. But I'll apologize on my next show, okay? And another commenter said that now he knows why that I always say, don't forget to smile. And he said that I have a great smile. Now, thing is, I have always, you know, smile, like my super, what do they call this? Superhero nickname is Mighty Smiley. So that tells everything, you know, I'm just always smiling. And so I was told that when I was a little boy, that I would smile within 24 hours while I was still at the maternity hospital. My mom told me that I would smile right after I was, like, several hours after I was born. If you touch my cheek, I would smile. And so that's how my, I guess it's, you know, it's natural for me. So, but anyway, thank you so much for your comment. If you're not Peter, I will apologize, okay? And I also, I also want to comment about, now this should be a separate comment that I want to send in to Peter on his, if you don't know, Peter's podcast is called Oh My Pod, O-H-M-Y-P-O-D, and you can find his website at ohmypod.net. Great show, very similar to mine, just a different person, so, you know, whole different other stories. So go check it out, ohmypod.net. Now, one of the stories that he was talking about was he has, he found some mean people who would make fun of, is it make fun? Yeah, or, you know, tease or say bad things, being mean toward deaf people. Now, I also have a deaf, I've also involved myself in the deaf community by studying American Sign Language. I don't think Peter knows that, so I'm going to have to send in an audio comment because I don't know if he listens to my show. I don't think he does. But so I will have to talk to him about that, about me studying sign language for 2 years. So anyway, I'm going to go. I will talk to you another time. I don't know when I'm going to be talking to you. Maybe Tuesday next week or something. If I have a show early, I'll post earlier. I don't know. You take care, all. And I will go home and see my new kitty, Chai, and my other baby girl. Well, you know, she's not so much a baby now that Chai is here, but I still treat her like a baby. I would carry her up like a baby. But anyway, I'm going to go see the kitties and my hubby, and I will talk to you next week. And you have a great weekend this weekend, and don't forget to smile, okay? Ta-ta!